Yesterday, hundreds of events were announced at the programme launch for the Derry / Londonderry year as the first UK City of Culture. Performances by the London Symphony Orchestra, first visit of the Royal Ballet to Northern Ireland in over 20 years are just some of next year's highlights. Also revealed at yesterday's event was a specially commissioned piece of art from the artist David Shrigley at the Guild Hall. The cost, £25,000. £5,000 of that came from the Culture Company. The remaining £20,000 came from London 2012. The journalist Andrew McVeigh with us this morning. Commentator Diane Greer is on the line. Morning to you, Diane.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. Andrea, could you describe this?
Yes, well, I mean, it looks like, I mean, it's officially been described as looking like an Evening Standard billboard for promoting the news headlines, and it says news along the top, and then below it, it says small city becomes huge. And it's done in basically what looks like handwriting, which is David Shrigley's style. Now, he's not an unknown artist. He's very well known. His work's in The Guardian every week. It's on T-shirts, it's on posters, it's on books. You know, in a way, he's sort of the new Banksy, and Banksy's the graffiti artist whose work is selling for millions now and is collected by Brad Pitt. So it's described as outsider art.
So it's like a big massive billboard.
Well, basically,
right?
Most people would say it looks like my five-year-old could have done it, and really that is kind of what it looks like. But that's David Shrigley's style. Yes, it looks like a big billboard, the sort of thing that you would see advertising a newspaper, and along the top it says news.
And is this what cost £25,000?
Well, £25,000 isn't that much for a piece of public art. In Brighton last year for the 2012 House Festival, there was an illuminated rubbish skip, which was the centrepiece, which was temporary too, and it cost £95,000.
Vinny's just sending out the picture of this now on our Twitter feed, by the way, at Stephen Nolan, if you want to have a look at this, at Stephen Nolan. We've got it up on our Facebook site, no doubt. Facebook.com/TheNolanShow. So you can have a look at this now as you're listening to the programme. Dan, what do you think?
Well, Stephen, can I say two things before I start? One, I'm a great supporter of the City of Culture. Two, yesterday through bad planning, I had managed to be outside of the city for the whole day and the whole evening, missing all the crack. But what I did do was, when I could get a wee chance to flick up my Facebook during the day, I kind of checked in to see how things were going. And that's when I seen a photograph of this. And I was looking very quickly, and my initial thought was, oh, look, a big placard. And, oh, my goodness, they have ripped off the Glasgowbury Music slogan, which I'm involved in. Glasgowbury, and our slogan is small but massive. However, I really liked the message. So I liked the photograph on Facebook, but I did think it was a large placard with somebody having ripped off the Glasgowbury.
Obviously, nobody's ripped off anything. This is an original piece of art.
What
are your thoughts on it and the cost? Is it good value for money?
Well, do you know something, Stephen? I actually don't like it. And what happened last night was, when I finally got home from Armagh, my other half in the house, who's Paddy Nash, the songwriter, we had a debate that went on until 12:45 in the morning. I am a supporter of public art, and I do, and I kind of get it that often art is supposed to. I mean, this is on the plus.
So why do you not think this is good value for money?
How do I not think it's good value for money? Well, I suppose because it is such a simple style. I mean, I know David Shrigley's work, and I know that's his style. I wouldn't compare him in the least to Banksy. I'm a big Banksy fan, and I don't think there's the same. And I would love a conversation with him, because I'm sure it took him 2 hours to paint it. Anybody who would see it would see that. But I'm sure there must have been some kind of thought process.
Do you know, like, the kind of, Andrew, do you know what it strikes me? Do you know the kind of, I think you mentioned this earlier, when you're walking through the city centre and you see those things at the side of the Belfast Telegraph sellers, and it kind of tells you what's in the paper.
Well, that's what it's.
That's what this looks like, doesn't it?
No, that's deliberately what it was supposed to look like.
And I would argue that it falls short of that. It even falls short of that. I mean, it's not. I mean, I have a friend who walked through the Guildhall Square yesterday who thought it was some kind of protest placard, and she was wondering what it was saying.
It's not
a
protest placard. £25,000. It must look better than that. Maliki in Belfast. What do you think, Maliki?
Congratulations on the figures, by the way, mate.
Thank you.
I just, after hearing it, I nearly fell down the stairs. I actually watched the news last night when Martin McGuinness pulled this curtain off this bit of paper, and I thought, my God, the city of Kosher, all the big houses and this pathetic billboard. And then you only have to tell me this costs 25,000 quid. My point is this. My second name, and I'll reveal it to everybody on the show today, is Turner. I could have done that there and charged you 25 quid. And it would have been an original Turner.
Well, speaking of Turner, I mean, the Turner Prize is going to be in Derry next year, and that's the first time it's been held outside England. That's world famous. The Turner Prize for Art is going to be held in Derry, so the name Derry is going to become synonymous with art. Also, David Shrigley is known worldwide, and his work is collected worldwide. So, again, people are going to come to Derry just to see this and have their photographs taken. And when you say it does look like those newspaper, the sort of Belfast Telegraph boards that tell you what's in the papers, but I also think it looks like a reference to Northern Ireland murals. I mean, we're famous for murals and gable walls, and in a way, that's kind of what it looks like. So, you know, it could be the new you're now entering free dairy in terms of photo opportunities.
Can I just add that I know good art provokes debate, controversy and discussion. So this piece has certainly done that. But you know, for me,
we're talking about the cost of it, not the content.
I know you're talking about the cost of it. But you know, it's not just about the cost of it. It does provoke those things. But for me, I have to say, Stephen, I don't like it, right? But I do like what it's doing. I like the idea it's creating debate and discussion. I like the idea of the brave step for the culture company to unveil that on the first day.
What's brave about it? What's brave about the words?
They would have known. They would have known it will create controversy. They would have known the begrudgers in Derry would be saying...
No, but hold on a minute. You say art creates debate. So let's look at the content.
Of course.
Let's look at the content of this art rather than the cost of it. If I charged, £25,000 for a sports mixer for a Jew, it would create debate. So let's look at the actual content of this and see what debate there is in it. It says, news... small city becomes huge. What debate is there in that?
Well, David Shrigley himself...
The debate is more about... The debate is sparked by the fact that it's a very simple piece. I kept thinking it must be made of precious materials, but it probably isn't. It's probably weatherproof board. So it's a very simple statement on a probably very simple material, but it's making a huge statement for the city. And the controversy will always be around, often will be around, the cost for that.
So
long-term value in it, that, you know, Banksy's pieces were, you know, weren't worth a whole lot at the start. They're worth a fortune now. It may be worth a lot to the city and monetary values later, but it is, you know, it's certainly starts to pay off with a bang.
If you listen to what you've just said, you're saying that the talkability of this piece of art is around its cost compared to how cheap it actually looks.
Stephen, stop trying to twist this.
That's exactly what you just said.
The bottom line is, art is all about making a statement. Whatever that statement is, it's about getting at the issues. It's about having the discussions. Now, I did think before I went to sleep, maybe it's one piece of 10 pieces and there'll be 9 others that pop up around the city and that will be the conversation.
Whilst
I don't like it, I completely support it, which is I know that's strange, but anyway. I didn't like it yesterday. I don't like it today. I don't really care about it much at cost because I think it's doing exactly what it's supposed to
do. But it doesn't matter.
I would love to talk to him about
whether most people like it. And it's really cool and it speaks to young people and it speaks to the people who like that sort of art. I can see this being, and I hope they've got their licensing sorted, because it should be on T-shirts and posters and mouse mats and postcards. It's really cool. David Shrigley himself said, in the past, Derry has often found itself in the news for being the focus of unpleasant events. The news that my work heralds is something that Derry deserves and is something to be celebrated. And it does. The slogan brings a smile to your face. And you're talking about the cost of public art. The Spirit of Belfast, which is the sort of metal sculpture which replaced the Corn Market fountain in Belfast City Centre, it cost £200,000 in 2009 and it's nicknamed the Onion Rings. And I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of love for it, certainly. The spheres on the Falls Road cost £400,000. So £25,000 is an absolute bargain.
Here's Eamon and Macrofeld. Morning,
Eamon. And we have the Mute Meadows.
Morning,
Eamon. And Derry, which I absolutely adore.
Go ahead,
I'm not against public art. I'm not against paying for it.
Okay.
Good
morning.
Go ahead.
I think that there is a waste of money. It's a total waste of money. Because Anybody could do that there for £1,000.